Well, hello there, and welcome to FlameFlash.net podcast. It is episode 204. And we're all kind of low energy this week, or today. It was a good week, though. A good amount of gaming. Today we snuck in some Mario Kart World and some World of Warcraft Trial of Style, which runs until the 8th. You can get, if you're a WoW player and are listening, you can get basically your entire Trader's Tender achievements, for lack of a better word, done just off of the Trial of Style. You might have to cycle through some alts, but going to Dornagal and doing the pose for the photographer quest on multiple characters, plus just doing Trial of Style a bunch and burning through your tokens, you're going to get it. And doing a lot of token gathering is strongly recommended because they're, from what I've noticed, new transmogs. Maybe I've just missed it from the last few times, but I think they're there. Or brand new. Otherwise, we did some Civ 7 yesterday. It was amazing, actually, because I played on my Switch, my Switch 2, with Civ 7 while cooking dinner. And it was finger food. So after that, I ended my turn. Sword Agent saved. And then I rejoined on the computer. So I have a mobile Switch Civ 7 now, which is just phenomenal. Going from there, I think that's mostly all we've gamed is just World 7 and WoW. I'm getting some nods from Mordecai. He's low energy in the middle of a game, so didn't really want to interrupt that tonight, and I wanted to sneak it in because I am going to meet with Jet and Sword Agent at the laundromat where Jet's going to get some laundry done, and Sword Agent is going to show off his brand new Switch too, so we can all four, Mordecai along with, play some Mario Kart all together there with a local wireless. But past that, the news is a humdinger, guys. Just the up and down yo-yo roller coaster that is the rich person feelings index of the stock market, thanks to the president. It's just crazy. Like, fortunately, the Epstein list is not falling off of the radar of anybody yet. But then we add to it, the news media is actually covering up. I mean, it was a horrific event, don't get me wrong. But then this last week, there was another shooter, I believe in New York. And a police officer and a security guard lost their lives, among other people. But the media is downplaying the fact that a Blackstone CEO was one of the first people to die. Like, the shooter let another person off the elevator. They didn't indiscriminately kill. They were there with a purpose. A purpose we'll never know because the shooter eventually took their own life as well. But the media is downplaying the position that one of the victims held out of probably rightful fear of a copycat, because we already had the Luigi situation with that insurance CEO, and now we have a Blackstone real estate CEO losing their life. So Mordecai's processing that behind the scenes. Do you have something to say or that you want to add?
That's that it was a CEO who died?
It was a CEO who died. He's surprised by that. Yes, because that's what they're not saying. They're saying a employee of Blackstone. They're saying a high-ranking employee of Blackstone. They're saying a much beloved employee of Blackstone. They're not giving her title or the department she was in, which was real estate.
I wonder why they're not saying CEO.
They're not saying CEO because we already had a vigilante killing of one CEO already. So if there is suddenly a second one making the news, there either could be more copycats, which would be terrible. Don't get me wrong. Life is precious. The CEOs should realize that. But murdering the rich is not the way to go about it. Taxing the rich is the way to go about it. Properly fixing our tax code so that the rich are paying their fair marginal share, rather than the rest of us paying to subsidize the rich, like the big, bad, beautiful bill just did. Trump is also building a ballroom, a giant ballroom. He's clearly trying to compensate for something. And it's proposed to be attached to the White House. So the White House is going to go from this rather lovely, beautiful, symmetrical building to an L-shaped building with this gaudy ballroom attached to it. So Canadians, when you're ready, come on down, burn it down so we can rebuild it again without the ballroom, please. Yes, I am being, that is a joke. I am not endorsing treason or war, but I mean, you guys have done it once already. But I am getting the phone call that they are ready. And so I am going to cut this short. I'm keeping it condensed because I'm tired. Oh, we also did D&D on Friday. How can we forget D&D? How can we forget D&D? So, yes. With that, feel free to leave a comment on YouTube, on the blog, podcast at flameflash.net. We're going to cut it short and quick, and I'll eventually get this processed and uploaded, maybe this evening, once I get back from the Mario Karting at the laundromat. So, everybody take care. Stay safe. Tax the rich. Don't shoot them. And Canada, please don't actually burn anything down again. I was making a bad joke.
I don't think Canadians
watch this. Canadians probably won't watch this. You're right, Thunderer. Barely anybody does. But to my personal FBI agent that is making notes frantically, I'm wanting to make it clear that I'm not supporting any of that. So take care.